przypomnę.
Nadal żyje stary.
Nadal żyje? Chabad. With your permission. The Zohar says that Chas v'Shalom, a person should not think that Torah is a storybook or history. It's a message for the present and the future. And this is Parashat Toldot. The Torah tells us that Monday Yitzchak called up Esav. He tells him, not yet I'm going to die, but I'm thinking about it. And the Gemara tells us, because Yitzchak was 123 years old, the Gemara says, a person within 5 years to the age of his father and mother, he should worry that he might not make it. Since Sarah died, she was 127. Yitzchak is already now 123. The Gemara says, that's why he calls Esav, and he tells Esav, yet, I might die, not right away. Therefore, what I would like is that you should go and go sharp your knife, because I want you to go and hunt for me a deer. And then you're going to make it the way I like it. I love it. And then he tells him that my soul that dwells in my liver will bless you. As well says, a Jew has three parts of his soul. One is called nefesh, it's in his liver. One is in his heart, it's called ruach. One in his head, it's called neshama. And Yaakov tells Esau, my soul that dwells in my liver will bless you. Very strange language. Abu Tevachani Nafshecha. The first question is, why do you have to tell him to hunt today? And why do you tell him today to go sharp the knife? Torah tells us, he said before that counted in the last 50 years, Esav hunted and gave Yitzchak food. And the Gemara said that's why Yitzchak loved Esav so much, because it was like a bribe. Esav brought him all the time, deer, deer, deer. So he became dear to Yitzchak. So the Torah tells us he wants Esav to go hunt now. He's going to give him bracha. What has to do with hunting? And if he wants something, so as well says, it's better if you give bracha to somebody after you eat something. Okay, so you can have a candy. You don't have to tell him to go hunt now. And he tells him, I'm going to give a bracha. Torah tells us that Rivka heard it. She calls up Yaakov. She tells Yaakov, I heard that your father called up your brother. But she changes the language. She said, your father says that he wants to give me a bracha in front of Hashem. She doesn't tell him the same words that Yitzchak told Esav, that his soul that dwells in his liver will give him a bracha. She said, Yitzchak said to your brother, go hunt and go get something, and he said he's going to give me a bracha in front of Hashem, in front of you, the Nehei, Bav Nehei. Very strange. Therefore, she says to him, listen, go out to the backyard and take two goats, and I will cook it the way your father likes it, and then he'll give you the bracha. So the first question is, why Yitzchak doesn't tell Esav the same thing? Go to the backyard and get the goats. And then the second question is, it's hard to believe Yitzchak Avinu is after food. The Gemara tells us the word meat in Hebrew is basar, is an abbreviation of three statements. The first letter, bet, basar, is busha, shame. Shame on a person loves meat. Shame on a person eats so much meat. In the desert, one opinion, the Gemara says, Am Israel, they were not allowed to have meat. Only meat from sacrifices. Just to go to the butcher, just to store something in the backyard, was not allowed. The Gemara says, Am Aretz Asur L'chol Basar. The Gemara says, somebody who doesn't study Gemara, he doesn't know Gemara, should never eat meat. The Gemara explains why. The Gemara says that meat has inside the habits of the animal and some kind of negative energy. When a person eats it, if he's not bent on, the Gemara says those bad things can go inside him and he's going to react like this animal used to react before the slaughtered animal. Come the Gemara says, listen, stay away from it. The Gemara says, the second letter is Shin, Sheol. The Gemara says, this is something that might get the person to Gehenom. Because the Torah says, after you eat meat, Hishman Yishrun Vaivat, Shamanta Avita Kasita. The Gemara says, after you eat meat, you become a little bit not in control, if you may say. Torah says a few times, be careful. Meat is very dangerous food. Besides, what the doctor said today. The Gemara says, so it's not a second reason not to have any meat. Then the Gemara says, Reish is Rima. The Gemara says, a person eats meat, Chas Shalom, after 120 years, whatever. You know, the whole 120 years is a mistake. It's a curse to tell somebody to live 120 years. It's a curse, really. In time of Gemara, people lived 400 years. In time of the Tanakh, people lived 700 years. After Moshe Rabbeinu. Somebody applied it from the Torah, because Hashem said, that you have 120 years. Hashem said 120 years. But the Gemara says, Hashem said something else. Hashem told Noach, I'm going to wait 120 years before I bring the Mabul. It's not to do with the age of a person. He said, to give a bracha to somebody 120 years, he might curse him. Otherwise, he might have lived more. And the guy said, Amen. He died before. So the Gemara says, after a person dies, they put him in the grave. The Gemara says, if he eats meat in his lifetime, then right away, worms jumped on him, snakes, and mice, and eat his body. Happened to be somebody from Chevra Kadisha was in my house and told me I worked in Chevra Kadisha 8 years. I said I was always, a lot of times I was inside accepting the dead person to put him in the grave. He said, sometimes he said, before I put him in, already I felt next to my foot, already little snakes and worms. One time even a mouse jumping. You mean they put the guy in, they jump in. It's a Gemara. Gemara says, Basar, it's Busha Sheol Rima. It says, less meat that you eat, the chances that your body will stay longer. After that statement, the Torah so-called describes Yitzchak as Etkin diet. He's going to have meat and meat and meat, and he loves meat. He says, I love meat. He says to Esav, give me something before I die, a piece of meat. It's the last thing that you want. The last thing that you want in your life is to have a piece of meat before you die. And I tell you about Achman. I said about Achman? No? Yes. Rav Shach told us in yeshiva like this. Rav Shach told us. He said, the last day, Achman, Yimach Shimo, so the day after they hung him and they burned him, and they spread his ashes on the Mediterranean. So the headline the next day was the last few hours of Eichmann. Machshimo. So he used to wake up in the morning, 7 o'clock, he used to give him every day bagel and lox. So the last day of his life, he's holding the newspaper and he reads in Germany. In German, he reads in the paper of Shachtulas. He reads in the headline that at 10 o'clock, he opened the paper, he said, at 10 o'clock, they're going to hang Eichmann. By the way, I met the guy that hung him. He was here in Englewood one time. And then they're going to burn him, they're going to spread the ashes on the Mediterranean, and he's chewing on a bagel. So Shach told us, a guy that holds a newspaper, it doesn't matter who it is, an animal. He reads in 3 hours, they're going to hang him. You have an appetite to have a bagel now. The last thing that you have in your head, I don't know what you should do. You speak to the nation. You pray to Hashem to forgive you for all the sins that you did. I mean, millions you killed. By having a bagel, Shach said, look at the animal, a German animal. Here comes the Torah, Yitzchak Avinu. He's going to die. He calls Esav. He says, I'm about to die. He says, what I want you to do is go hunt and make me the way I like barbecue. He says, it's not Yitzchak Avinu. Somebody before dies, he wants to have meat. After what the Gemara says, meat is so bad to you. And you're about to die. So the last thing before you die, you want to have a piece of meat. It's a little bit strange that this is Yitzchak Avinu. Strange. A normal person doesn't do it. A lot of person thinks about death. He won't ask, give me a piece of meat before I die. It's impossible. It's impossible if our grandfather his head was in meat, after what the Gemara says about meat, and then he's going to die, he wants to have that piece of meat that the Gemara says, don't you dare put it in your mouth. And the Gemara says, somebody is not bent to us and doesn't really show I should never have meat, the Gemara says. That's the same thing about. So Rivka said to Yitzchak, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to do the same meat that your father likes. So the Gemara comes and asks, so Yitzchak told Esav to go hunt. It means, sounds like Yitzchak loves deer's meat. So the Gemara, so now Rivka tells Yaakov, go get me 2 goats, not prepare it, and give it to your father. So the Gemara says, well, Yitzchak right away will find out. This is not, it's not what you order. You know, you go to a restaurant, you say you want a piece of meat from a deer, and they give you goat. So I don't know if you're professional. I don't know. Some people are professional. They can say, no, it's not the same. So Gemara wants to compare Yitzchak now, a taster. You know, in the big companies, you have a person that he's a taster. He tastes everything. This is why all the time, almost the wine tastes the same, and orange juice tastes the same. Only thing tastes the same. Well, it cannot taste the same all the time. There's a guy over there, he just loves them. I met a guy, he's a taster of Kedem. So in my job, is sit on a chair, and people give me grape juice. I said, no, it doesn't taste, because the grapes over here is not the same. So please add here, take this, put some more water, put some more salt, put something, you know, to make the taste. And that's his job. So one says, well, Yitzchak will catch it. Yitzchak will catch it. That's what Yitzchak Avinu has in mind. It is going to die. He said, listen, I didn't order barbecue from a goat. I ordered from... I just don't believe it, that this is Yitzchak. So comes the Gemara and says, listen, I want to tell you something. The taste of a goat is like the taste of a deer. I don't know, I never ate it. I cannot tell you if it's true or not. But just on the surface, the Gemara says, yeah, it does the same. It's amazing. Hashem made goat and deer the same taste. I don't say it's not possible, but it's strange. So the Gemara says, look, Rivka is cautious, and she tells Esav, go bring goat, and nothing will happen because goat and deer taste the same. Yeah. How about Rivka? Yitzchak will go in. I mean, Yaakov will go in, and Yitzchak might recognize him. The Gemara says, no, Yitzchak is blind. Blind, the Gemara says, so he doesn't know exactly what's going on. So it means, the Gemara says, somebody blind, he doesn't have a real connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Torah will tell you that when Yosef was sold, and the brothers came back home, and they told Yaakov Avinu, Yosef disappeared, and here I found the garment. Yaakov tore his clothing and sat on the floor 22 years and died and cried. In the meantime, Yitzchak is still alive. He's going to be alive till Yosef will become a king. As for almost 20 years, Yitzchak sits next to Yaakov, he doesn't cry. The Gemara says, Yitzchak, why don't you cry? Gemara says, Yitzchak knew Peruach HaKodesh, Yosef is alive. But he cannot tell it to Yaakov because the brothers made swear that nobody should tell Yaakov anything. So Yitzchak said, if Hashem doesn't tell Yaakov, why should I tell him? I'm not telling. So you see, Yitzchak is on the ball. Even if he's blind, he knows what's going on. How come he doesn't go? He doesn't know. He doesn't know this. He doesn't know. This is Yaakov. What happened? How come? He knows that Yosef is alive in Egypt, but he doesn't know the guy in front of him is Yaakov. It's a bit very strange. So Rabbi tells us in a second that Yaakov tells his mother, listen, I'm different from my brother. My brother is very hairy. The Gemara says Esav was born with a beard already. Like a chosid. You know, a beard, peot, everything. And with teeth. 32 teeth here. As a baby. So the Gemara says that Yaakov tells Rivka, if I'll go in and my father will touch me and put his hand on me, you know, he will know it's not, I'm not Esav because I'm Ishchalak, I don't have so much hair, and Esav is very hairy. So he says, you want to know something? I will do something for you. I'll take the skin of the goat and I'll put it on your hands and I'll put it on your neck as well. By my neck. Or maybe Yaakov, maybe Yitzchak wants to give him a kiss. It's possible. You go in. So, excuse me. And if Yaakov would not have asked you this, you didn't have enough common sense, you sending Yaakov inside and you don't prepare him. Yaakov tells you, what will happen if my father will put his hand on me? So he said, you know what? I'll put this on you. Okay. And if Yaakov would have not said it, sound in the Torah, I mean, with the text. Rivka told him, take the plate with the barbecue, bring your father, and he'll give you a blessing. I says, Rivka, Israel is going to catch it in a second. He's going to say, come hug me, come give me a kiss, or he's going to say, Shalom Aleichem to him. He says, where is your hair? What happened? Well, he's going to say, he shaved. But again, if you know, the Torah would not tell us the story in details for just for the story what happened in the past. The Zohar said, Chas Shalom, to think like this, Torah is not a story. So why the Torah tells you all the details, what happened, he spoke to Rivka, Rivka told him this, and Esav is this. Yeah. So comes the Gemara, that Yaakov did it, he went to the backyard, he took two goats, and he slaughtered them, and Rivka cooked it, put all the ingredients that Yitzchak likes, and then she put on Yaakov, on his two hands, pieces from the goat's skin and on his neck, and he tells him, go. He went inside the room. The Torah tells us that he tells his father, please get up. So Yitzchak already hesitates and says, this is not Esav. Esav doesn't have this language. Even the Gemara says he respected Yitzchak so much, but the language of the street. So the Torah tells us Yitzchak has some doubts. He asks him, are you Esav? He says, yeah, I'm Esav. You Esav? Yeah, I'm Esav. Come to me. He says, let me feel. He put his hand on Yaakov's hands, and of course he feels the skin of the goat is full of hair, and he said a statement. This entity sounds like Yaakov, because he talks very nicely, but when I put my hand on him, it's Esav. Okay, so, Mr. Yitzchak, you have a doubt, right? So, why don't you call your honey from the kitchen? I said, honey, come here. I'm going to ask you something. I'm blind. Who is this person over here? So you think Yitzchak would also lie? I have a big doubt about it. You can try to trick people from the back, but you cannot face and lie to your husband, like, you know, with a straight face. And not only that, Yitzchak would have called his maid. There's a lot of maids and slaves would call him. I said, listen, who is this guy? I mean, it sounds like Yaakov. And he's like, Esav, who is this? So he's blind. Okay, he's blind. First of all, I just don't believe that he cannot see him. Because even a blind person can feel certain things. You know, the Gemara says that every person in the world has different footsteps. Every person. And voice also. If you have a good ear, there's no two people sound exactly the same. No such thing. The Gemara says, you don't know why Hashem did it. The Gemara says, Hashem did it for the blind people. The Gemara says, Hashem would worry that Chas Shalom, a blind person is married to a wife. How would you know this is his wife? You don't see your wife. So how do you know? The Gemara says, Hashem on purpose made sure that every person, if you watch every person, he walks different. Walks different. The sound of his voice is different. There's no such thing exactly you can imitate. Listen, if you don't have a good ear, it sounds the same. But the Gemara says, Hashem made certain things that the blind person can detect. The Gemara says, Chachamim said, that a blind person can hear much better. Because if Hashem takes one sense from a person, the other sense that he has gets much stronger. So a regular person cannot detect by ear, by hearing something that the blind person can hear. It's like he doesn't know nothing, like it sounds like he's not here. Then he tells him, no, come, Yitzchak, come, Yaakov, to me, come, I mean, he calls him Esav, come over here, give me a kiss. If he hears, he said, yeah. Says the Torah, that Yitzchak says, Hinei reach bni ki reach hasadei Hashem baruch hu Hashem. The man says, the smell of Gan Eden went inside the room with Yaakov. And Yaakov says, wow, I smell Gan Eden. Something he didn't smell before. He was very surprised and very happy. He gives him the bracha. Story. So how come the smell of Gan Eden went inside? What happened? Why did Hashem do it? The Gemara says, well, let me tell you something. The skin that was just skinned off the goat, I don't know, Yaakov didn't wash it. I don't know why he didn't wash it. The Gemara says it smells very bad. If you go to a slaughterhouse, you cannot smell over there. You cannot breathe over there. Mara says, yeah, Yitzchak said it's Gan Eden. What's Gan Eden? Mara says, look, Hashem appears blew into the room something to purify the air. It smells Gan Eden. That's why he gave Yaakov the bracha. Yeah. Continues the Torah. Torah says that Yaakov went outside. Esav comes inside. Esav comes inside. So Yitzchak asked him, who are you? He says, who am I? I'm Esav. Who am I? He said, wow, Yitzchak said, your brother came over here with the trick, with the wisdom, and gave him the bracha. And Esav started to carry on and scream. And the Gemara tells us, he cried. And the angel had to come and made him stop crying. Because if two tears came out of his eyes, the Gemara says, if the third tear would come down, Hashem HaShalom would punish us, vanish Am Yisrael. The Zohar says that every war that Am Yisrael have and had, always on the other side, you have the descendants of Esav that come to take revenge that we took the bracha from Yitzchak by being shrewdy. And they used to have a parade in Rome every 70 years. They used to make a parade. They used to make fun of all Am Yisrael after they destroyed the Hamikdash. He says, look, You bought the bracha, you bought the bracha. And he says, nothing happened with the trick. Of course, the Gemara says, Rivka had to work HaKodesh to stop this episode that Yitzchak should give the bracha to Esav. The Zohar said Hashem would be very upset. But the way she did it with the trick, the angel had to come and stop Esav from crying, screaming, why did you give him the bracha? Why did you give him the bracha? I said, first of all, Lashon Hara, why did you tell him this? Why did you tell Esav that Yaakov came? You can tell him, listen, Esav, took too long, now it's night time, I'm not hungry anymore, you know, I'm old, I'm 23 years old. You know, I'll give you a bracha. What? Buah! You go to Abraham Kanievski when he's tired. Instead to say bracha, sacha, he says, buah. You don't know. Esav doesn't know what kind of bracha Yitzchak had in mind to give him. I don't know if Yitzchak had anything in his mind. A bracha is, you don't plan the bracha. A bracha is Ruach HaKodesh, whatever it tells you, comes out from your mouth. You can decide, this guy's going to come up to me, I'm going to give him a special bracha. You win the lotto. Or you do this. No such thing. Esav definitely doesn't know what Yitzchak wanted to bless him. Yitzchak didn't give him a text. So Esav comes to the room. Yitzchak says, you know, your brother came and I gave him the bracha. He says, what? And then the Torah tells us that Esav said, only one bracha? Give me another bracha. What is the bracha? Back and forth, Yitzchak and Esav, so-called arguing and trying to, how should I say, pleasure. The other guy should be happy. He says, what is the problem? Yitzchak, tell him, bracha, you be rich, you own little Italy, you live in Rome, you make a parade over there. Esav doesn't know bracha. The Torah says, Yitzchak told him, your brother came, why did you tell him this? And then we got an enemy, it's called Soneh, the Gemara says it's called Soneh, Soneh is Oyev. This guy, the guy hates you, and the guy just is your enemy. One says, Ishmael Machshimo, all the Arabs just hate us for nothing. They just want to kill us, nothing. So he says, but the other ones, the Nazim, they hate us because they are descendants of Esav. And they have a point, because you stole the bracha. Gemara says, there's a difference between Oyev and Soneh. An enemy and somebody that hates us. Somebody, an enemy, is no reason to hate us. But Soneh, he hates you. He hates you, he has a reason. He did something to him. So who is in fault? Yitzchak. Yitzchak told him this. Why did you tell him this? He shouldn't have told him nothing. Either you tell him, I'm not hungry anymore, thank you very much for the food, or, you know, taste a little bit, you give him bracha, any bracha. Come to Gemara, come and say, listen, I want to explain to you what happened exactly here. So he says, tonight, the night that Yitzchak wants to give the bracha was the night of Pesach. And Yitzchak, in the conversation, started the conversation like this. He says, Esav, come here. I want to give you a bracha tonight. And the bracha I'm going to give it to you tonight is very, very powerful. Because the skies are going to open, and Hashem is going to pour a special dew with the brachot. Therefore, what I want you to go hunt for me and bring me a deer and make it the way I like it, and then my soul that dwells in my liver will give you a bracha. Liver, okay. Rav says, look, Rivka calls up Yaakov, she says, listen, go to the backyard and get me two goats. She says, Gemara, two goats? We need two goats? A small barbecue. I says, look, since the Gemara says this is the night of Pesach, and it's a mitzvah on the night of Pesach, it's going to be 1,000 years later. It's going to be a few hours, not 1,000 in Egypt also. A few hundred years later, it's going to be a mitzvah of Korban Pesach to come to Bet HaMikdash. So we have to prepare ourselves. Pesach coming, so the person has to know he has to come to Bet HaMikdash with two animals. One is called Korban Pesach, sacrifice of Pesach. One is called Korban Chagigah, the sacrifice of the holiday. Everybody is obligated. The Mishnah, the Rambam, the Gemara. Says the Gemara, look, Yitzchak has a calendar, and Yitzchak already knows what's going to happen in Bet HaMikdash. And therefore, Rivka read the calendar, and she saw on the calendar that the night is Pesach. And she heard also, the Gemara says, that she heard that Yitzchak tells Esav, tonight is a very big night. The skies were open. He looks on the calendar, says, oh, Pesach, tonight is Pesach. It's not Pesach yet, of course. It's Yitzchak time. We didn't even go to Egypt yet. But she said, listen, this tells Yaakov, go take two goats. I said, I'll use the two goats, and I'll take a piece of meat from one goat, a piece of meat from another goat. And you put it on the plate. And you're going to serve your father a sacrifice. But, says the Gemara, I'll tell you the secret of it. The taste of the deer is like the taste of the goat, it means like this. When the Yitzchak had a piece of meat in his mouth, every time Esav brought him a piece of deer, Yitzchak had in mind Pesach. That's the secret. Mara said Yitzchak was born on Pesach. It says Yitzchak's mind was one track mind. Bet HaMikdash, Pesach. And therefore, Esau, you know, since he was Bar Mitzvah, Mara says he became a hunter, then vice president. So, went to hunt, and he brought Yitzchak meat. And Torah says Yitzchak loved the meat in the Pesach. It's had the feet. It says, what's wrong with this Yitzchak? What's wrong with this? This Yitzchak Avinu, he loves meat? No. I love sacrifices. And the taste of the deer is the same taste of a goat. It means when Yitzchak chewed on a piece of meat from the deer, in his mind, he was thinking, goat, Bet HaMikdash, Pesach. That, Rivka told Yaakov, listen, Your father told Esav to go get a piece of deer. Let me tell you something. Your father did not tell him to go to the goat, because then he's going to be in the house. Then nothing can happen. He'll get the bracha. Hashem put in Yitzchak's head, tell him go and get a piece of deer. Of course, Yitzchak, when he will chew on the deer, he will think about Pesach. It's true. But let me tell you, you go to the backyard, you will get me two goats and I slaughter them. And one is slaughtered for the so-called the Kavanah. You have in your head Pesach. The other one is in Kavanah, Hagigah, the holiday. Okay. Then you bring it to your father. You bring it to your father, you bring the plate inside the room, so your father will get so drunk from the smell of this barbecue. Because this barbecue is a korban. It's Pesach. It's very, very high energy. Very pure, holy. Then he's going to give you the bracha. He won't say nothing. But Yaakov, the Torah says, he was got scared. He says, no, mommy. He says, maybe my father will touch me. He says, oh, if that's what you worry about, let me do something for you. So give me the skin of the goat. That's how the story goes in the Torah. She puts the two pieces on his hand and one on his neck. The Gemara says, you know what's on his neck? Abraham Kalinsky said the Sfaradim are very successful, more than Ashkenazim, because they say Shir Hashirim every Friday. Hashirim is a very powerful thing. Shlomo HaMelech says in Shir Hashirim, Tzavarech kemigdal Hashem, v'nu l'talpiyot. So the Gemara says like this, look. Why did Hashem make us a neck? For what? Every animal has a neck. Besides one animal. There's no, you go to the zoo, you see all the animals in the world have a neck. There's one creature has no neck. Besides fish, of course. I says, this is a pig. Pig has no neck. Because the Gemara says pig is Esav. And Esav wants to destroy the Tamidish all the time. Amalek. And Yaakov, when he was 15, when Abraham Avinu died this week, Parasha, he told Esav, I want to buy the firstborn because I want to work in Beit HaMikdash. Yaakov is one track mind. He wants Beit HaMikdash. He says, Esav doesn't want to, he doesn't deserve to be a coin, and he probably doesn't want it. So sell me the firstborn. That's how the parasha starts. Then, of course, that Yitzchak's mind is the same. So Rivka, smartest ever, she puts a piece of skin of a goat of the sacrifice of Pesach on Yaakov's neck. Yaakov's neck is called Beit HaMikdash. Because the neck, the Gemara says, is Beit HaMikdash. A person Hashem made a neck for every creature to remember Beit HaMikdash. For the ladies, it's to put jewels. But for the men, it's Beit HaMikdash. Says the Torah, I want to tell you something. Rivka tells Yaakov, you have nothing to worry now. You go in, your father, Yaakov goes in, Yitzchak investigates him. Says, you Esav, you Yaakov, this. That's how it is. He says, I feel it. I put my hand on you. It's very heavy like Esav, but you sound like Yaakov. I don't know who you are. Come over here. Give me a kiss. He says, all of a sudden, the Torah tells you, you know what happened? Yitzchak smelled Gan Eden. He says, from where you smell Gan Eden? He smelled Gan Eden from the skin that he has on his neck and from the two barbecues that he has in his plate. But it says the sacrifices smell Gan Eden. The Gemara says, when the person brings the sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says he has to have six conditions in his head. One of the conditions says in the Torah, Le'reach Nuchuach. Hashem smells the sacrifices. You go to every place to make barbecue, what do you think Hashem loves that smell? Smell of barbecue, Hashem loves. It says the smell of the sacrifice is the smell of Gan Eden. The Torah says, look, Yaakov goes inside. Says, Yitzchak already is drunk. Therefore, he doesn't call anybody, he doesn't ask anybody, who is this guy? He doesn't call Rivka. He says, listen, I don't know, I'm confused. He says, listen, but I'm going to give you the bracha right away because I smell Gan Eden. What do you smell Gan Eden? How do you smell Gan Eden? From what? He says, Yitzchak himself, the Gemara says, one opinion, he was in Gan Eden. After Yitzchak, he spent 3 years in Gan Eden. He had a little wound on his neck. Beit HaMikdash. Spent 3 years over there. He comes outside after 3 years. And then he got married to Rivka. And now he's under 23 years old. And all of a sudden, he smells Gan Eden. He says, how do you smell Gan Eden? He says, because my son brought me pieces of meat from sacrifices. That all his life, when he ate from Esav, also had this in mind. But this is a deer. But this is the real stuff now. And therefore, Rivka tells Yaakov, your father will give you a brocha in front of Hashem, not just from the liver. Because a deer goes to the liver, but the goat is in the neshama, because the sacrifice is holy. That's what Torah tells you. That's why Yaakov got the bracha. He got the bracha because of the piece of meat that he slaughtered b'chavana in his mind for a sacrifice. And that's so-called created this good smell that Yitzchak smelled it. He said, I smell Gan Eden. I said, what does it mean? He went to Gan Eden. I have to give him the bracha. I gave him the bracha. And Torah continues. Yaakov left. Esav came. Esav came. Yaakov asked him, who are you? I said, I am Esav. I said, Yitzchak tells him, your brother was here. So why did you tell him? He said, let me explain to you, Esav. I want to explain to you something. Your brother came. He says, Baruchal Mikol, he gave me something very special to eat. But you know why? Because when you were 15 years old, you sold the firstborn to him. You know why? Because he said that he wants to work in Beit HaMikdash, and you don't want him in Beit HaMikdash. As I said, it's right. I don't want to be a Kohen. He said, you see? He, at age 15, was worried about Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, he gave me something food. He gave me a food that when I ate this food, Ochal Mikol, he said, I ate everything. What do you mean Mikol? Mara says he ate and a little piece and he tasted in that piece all the taste in the world. So what do you mean? What does it mean? He said, it's because it was a sacrifice. Because in a sacrifice, it has a special taste. Like the man. The Gemara says, the man in the desert had all the taste in the world. A sacrifice is the same thing. He tells Esav, listen, it's not a shonara. You want to know why I gave him the bracha? He gave the bracha because I smell Gan Eden. I gave him the bracha because the food tastes from Gan Eden. It's because he went to yeshiva and you drop off at age 15, at age 13. You left the yeshiva, you became a hunter. That's it. So, what do you want? And I'm telling you that right now, maybe you want to go back to yeshiva. Maybe you want to try to become a better person. He got the bracha because he deserves the bracha. You don't deserve it because when you came in, the Gemara says he smelled Gehenom. It smelled burning bodies of people. He said, what does it mean? That's what the Torah tells us. So the Chachamim said the message of the Torah is to have one track mind, but Hamikdash. So the person eats also. As they ate a piece of meat, the Yidom Chas Shalom should happen. But the Gemara says, Sheol Rima, as you go down to Gehenom Chas Shalom and all this. Insects will eat the body, is every time you chew on a piece of meat, you have to think goat, but amigdash. And then you get a special bracha from Hashem. If you tell the Chai Elohim, and so he says, the bracha from Hashem was because Yaakov had this in mind, Rivka had this in mind, and Yitzchak had this in mind. Yitzchak has the power to bless Yaakov because that's what he has in his mind, but amigdash. Yaakov gets the bracha because he, but amigdash. So Yaakov, Rivka, Emenu, and Yitzchak Avinu, this in mind, Abraham as well, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, when Abraham Avinu was told by Katipa who is going to have Eretz Israel, the Gemara says, Abraham Avinu knew everything also. He told Katipa, listen, if you give me the place in Yerushalayim of Beit HaMikdash, then give me Eretz Israel. If this place would stay by the Arabs, I don't need Eretz Israel. Abraham Avinu said it. He told Hashem, I don't need Eretz Israel. I need that spot. And around it to be mine. But if you're going to give me all of Israel and the place, Har HaBayit, you give it to somebody else, I don't want to say it. It's in the text, in the Gemara. That's what I had in mind. But I mean, the Gemara says, your person has a key, Yaakov has in mind.